The Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit is winding down here, and I am visiting with Kay Johnson-Smith. And Kay, you know, we looked at what the program was going to do. Why don't you give me a little bit of a summary in your thoughts of how things have gone at this year's summit.
Well, our theme this year was United We Eat, Securing Animal Agriculture's Future. And so our lineup of speakers really focused on some really positive, proactive ways that we can reach the public, how we can connect with the public, and sharing ideas about how we can actually invite the public into our businesses without jeopardizing biosecurity and food safety concerns that I think are first and foremost in the minds of most farmers. But really, having speakers like Frank Lunds, who is a great political consultant, talk to us about what the food industry is about, what words work, because we do this every day, we live this every day, but we're not sure about how to talk to the public about it. And so I think he provided us some great guidelines and recommendations on really what connects with the public, because we all have the same values, we all have the same desires, and farmers and ranchers, just like the general public, we all have the same needs and wants, and it's just a matter of how we talk to one another and speaking the same language. So I think he did a great job touching on those points, but many of our other speakers have really provided some great creative ideas about what they're doing in their states and what people can take back and maybe implement when they go home from here.
Well, I had a comment posted on one of the stories that I've done from here already where a lady just kind of sound a little misinformed to me, but made a statement about, well, you know, why don't farmers allow us to just come out and see what's going on? They must have something to hide, she said. I made a point of making sure she knows that most farmers, if you are courteous and, you know, like you should be to anybody, call, try to schedule that, probably would let you do it, right?
Absolutely. I think our speaker just now, Tim Belstra, president of Belstra Milling in Indiana, showed us his farm operation, and they've in fact incorporated a live streaming video 24/7. So people who are interested in seeing how their hogs are raised can see it. They can log onto this website. I think it's the Real pigfarm.com, and they want to show the public because most farmers and ranchers are very proud of what they do. So yes, they do need to know who's coming on their farm. They need to make arrangements because there are food safety concerns. You know, ultimately we are raising animals in order to feed the public, and so in order to minimize any sort of food safety issues or other hazard issues possibly with you know, people walking onto farms, not knowing where they're going, not knowing what they're doing. Having the security protocols minimizes any sort of risk to people as well as the risk to their animals.
Well, it sounds like things have gone very well from your perspective here. How about looking ahead? I assume we're going to have an 11th?
Absolutely. We are looking forward to our 11th Stakeholder Summit. Our board determined that we will be holding it the first week of May, the first full week of May each year. We generally have to bounce around between April and May's timeframes, and we work around every other organization's schedules because the Animal Ag Alliance truly is an alliance across the food chain. So because we have so many members from so many different sectors, we've had to work around everyone else's schedules, but we've decided to put our foot down and determine that the first week of May will be our summit each year. So we are going to generate the ideas, generate some ideas based on the surveys that we got from attendance this year, on what issues they would like to see, what possible speakers they would like to see for next year. And as always, we try to hit the hot topics for what the industry is facing and the challenges that we're facing at that time.
Well, I have certainly enjoyed being this my first summit, and hopefully will not be my last one. Maybe I'll be able to come back next year in 2012.
Well, consider this your invitation. You are invited, and we'd love to have you back, and like to see you here every year.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Kay Johnson-Smith. She is the Executive Vice President, did I get that right, for the Animal Agriculture Alliance. And I am just closing out now, actually, with this interview from the 10th Annual Stakeholder Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.